Chili Mouse Man. Motherfucker.
This podcast contains certain themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for everybody listening. If you're under the age of 18 or you're easily offended, we may suggest you find your podcasting entertainment elsewhere.
I'm David.
We're from Mars Needs Podcast, and you're listening to
Legend in My Spare Time. In my spare time, I'm also a legend, but more like the devil legend from the film, played by Tim Curry.
Can I be your Tom Cruise?
You can be my unicorn.
Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, and fuckers alike, under the tacky glow of Christmas lights in the middle of February. Welcome to the Matt Cave. Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time.
Legend in My Spare Time. Yeah,
That's right. And as you've already heard, ladies and gentlemen, with me as always this week, the Reverend Damn Davies is in the house once again.
Hallelujah, folks.
And he brought beer this time.
Blessed are those who listen. Yes,
that's
I did
right.
bring beer.
But not only did he bring beer, he brought the one, the only, AK. I'm almost going to give him the middle name as motherfucking, just
A
like
to
me.
The motherfucking K, yeah.
Andy motherfucking Kennedy A-bomb. Is back.
Sup.
In the house. Welcome.
Sup.
The A-bomb.
That's feeling good right now.
That's right. Yeah. Welcome back once again. It's happy to this is your second podcast experience, so you're not allowed to make rookie mistakes anymore. You're a professional now. This is your second time.
I'm walking the tightrope just fine.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, shit. So it's good to be back and recording. It feels like it's been a long time since we recorded.
It does feel like it's been a while.
But I look forward to Tuesdays now.
Oh, Tuesday, this is the best. This is my night off, man.
That's right. Amen. That being said, you know, we should probably address some business right off the bat here. Now, I want to just say, this isn't me becoming politically correct or wussing out. I'm the first one to hand something to somebody if I think they deserve it. And maybe I should start at the beginning because some people probably have no idea what I'm talking about. Episode 11 with JV Gravy, who is not here tonight and who is a bad influence on me.
Boo.
Basically, the long and the short of it was we decided to make prank calls and mess with the See, it's still pretty funny. We decided to mess with a Middle Eastern man who...
That might not be so funny down the road.
No, that's true. Basically, Vickers called him and pretended to be a woman, and we set up a meeting with him. Go back and listen to the episode. But the reason I'm bringing it up right now is during the second half of our episode, we had continued calls back to this gentleman. Seriously, we just kept fucking with him. Like it was like we were in high school and we just figured out our French teacher's phone number. Like we just kept calling him and harassing him.
High school crank calls, absolutely.
Right. And I mean, I'm the first one, again, to be an immature son of a bitch. But this guy had no idea who the fuck we were. We were fucking up his night. We took him from thinking he was going to get laid.
From a prostitute.
Right. We got him thinking.
Free. Freebie.
First he thought he was getting a free head from a prostitute.
Because he's cute.
Because he's cute. And then it turned into, oh shit, it turned into, he's got a gun, I need your help. Basically it was out of hand.
I killed my husband.
Right. So,
I need your help and it's all your fault.
So basically it got out of hand, and after listening back during the editing process, I was kind of ashamed of myself and all of us because it wasn't that funny anymore. And for those of you who aren't aware, we got pissed drunk last week, which is essentially where that second half came from. So after speaking to Zach from Misinformation Podcast, thank you, Zach, by the way, for your advice, I took those sections out of the episode because, you know what? It wasn't cool. Like I said, if you're an asshole to me and you bring it on yourself, let's have some fun. This guy didn't deserve us fucking with his world, so I took it out.
That's cool. You know, in J.V. Gravy's defense, when you're not getting any, it makes you crazy. I don't know what our excuse is, but I can tell you guys straight off that I was ashamed of myself long before last night. So, so nothing's changed.
That's
see
fair.
You take it out, leave it in. I'm still ashamed.
That's fair. Well, yeah. I'm not ashamed at all. It's got my name on it. You know what I mean? It's got me all over it, and I couldn't put up something that I would have felt ashamed of.
I think that somebody that goes on to an open public forum,
yeah,
looking for just some girl that he randomly that winked at him at the Chinese restaurant, and then gets a reply, and thinks, wow, you know, she found me,
yeah,
and then to find out that she's a prostitute
and still be okay with
and
it,
and then take her up on the freebie that she's offering. No, you know what? I think that a guy like that is calling it upon himself.
You're right.
That's just my opinion.
He deserved what happened to him at the beginning. I don't think he deserved what happened the rest of the
night. Oh, wait a minute. Well, maybe he thinks that's the way things work in North America.
I think we should keep him on speed dial.
Oh, no. I told Gravy to keep the number just in case we get a real slow episode one week. But it's over.
Maybe you could break it up and just do little pieces of it here and there. You know,
over
just
the next 10 years.
Yeah, each phone call, you know, like that we did. Because there must have been about five. I guess.
There was, oh, dude, five or six. Like, we just. Yeah. The other problem I have with this dude is, why did he keep answering his phone?
He was foolish.
Like, every time it would have said number blocked. Like, whatever. We're going to leave that alone. All right. Deserved what he got, but he didn't deserve the second part, so I took it out.
He didn't deserve it to be broadcast.
Right. I mean, what if he heard that later? Like, holy shit, that's me.
Well, good. You know what? If you say something.
Yeah.
Or you act a certain way. You should
be held accountable for it.
You should be held accountable for what the fuck you say.
Which leads me into exactly why I erased that from the second episode, because I wasn't ready to be held accountable for that.
Fair enough. Yeah.
That being said, fuck you, you creepy bastard.
School of hard knocks, man.
That's
School
right.
of hard knocks.
That's right. You know, this isn't just little games. This podcast is on iTunes, motherfuckers. Hey. We can't fuck around and embarrass ourselves
we're
anymore.
We're in the big leagues, boys.
That's right. Oh, we're all on one beer, by the way. We didn't care about the listeners enough, and we just started drinking.
Psh. Here's a fake one. There's two.
That's the honorary one. I'm almost on number two anyways.
Shit, you drink fast, guy.
Yeah, dude, and I'm driving tonight, so you gotta... It's up to you and AK to really...
I'm on it. I got your back. I got your back, AK. We are 8 minutes in.
8 minutes in.
Including the intro, which is, you know, 12 minutes, as people usually tell me.
I brought a 12-pack of McLay's beer.
That's right.
It's very cheap here in Ontario. It came to $15.50 for a 12.
That's awesome.
And you know what? I decided that was the trade-up from an expensive 6-pack.
Right.
Which would have been the alternative, right?
This way we get to consume more beer.
Exactly.
Amen.
I went for quantity over quality this time, but the quality seems to be bang on.
You know what? Beer doesn't always taste great anyway. Am I right? Like
unless it's Guinness or Kilkenny, it's just yellow.
It's a natural progression, and then the next time it's the bottle of sherry in the back alleyway.
That's right. You've been there, huh? And then there's American beer like Miller Lite.
I went there to meet a girl.
Oh, of course she did. She said you were cute and she wasn't going to charge you.
Yeah,
right?
This is Canadian beer, by the way. So I think that the percentage is 5%.
Right on.
So that's what, like, that's a little less than average?
Yeah, I guess so. It's not American beer, so that's all right with me.
Yeah. Well, there's like what, two or something?
1.3.
It should be that low because they don't have as good judgment, right?
That's true. That's so true. So now, being a Canadian podcast and being the time of the year that it is, I think it would be silly of us to not at least mention the Canadian the Winter Olympics, which are being hosted in Canada right now. Being a musician, the part that I was the most interested in, it was pretty weak. It was like a weak fart when you push real hard and all you get is... So anyway, I was most interested...
Then you gotta wipe.
Oh, crap. I was most interested
Matt will be back in 5 minutes.
After he wipes his ass.
Poopy human.
We've gone from...
That's, what, That's what legend has come down to.
Dude, you heard
the fart joke.
Have you heard episode one? It started with fart jokes.
Wrecked them. Damn near killed them.
Wasn't that your joke?
No, that's Big Love's joke.
Oh, Big Love, yeah.
Every time you see him, I'm sure he'll say it at least once.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't seen Big Love in a while, actually. He's disappeared just like Dave Kay has.
Oh, really? He's incognito as well.
Yeah, I think, you know.
Well, I think that if you see Dave, chances are you're going to see Big Love.
Right. I think they just generally live in their little gay corner of shame, and they just don't go out in public anymore.
Really dark down in that basement.
Yeah.
I was wondering what's going on.
Dude, I've been in that basement, and it's creepy. The Dave Cave, it's pretty creepy.
I haven't seen the Dave Cave since he moved in.
Right.
I remember how it used to be.
Right.
Andy knows it better than most of us, though. I think you had relations in the basement, didn't you?
Of Big Love's house?
Big Love's house.
Yeah, that might be true.
We're not naming names here.
There's no names needed.
Actually, yeah. I think that you had relations up in one of the bedrooms upstairs, too.
Oh, before I forget, we got listener mail with regards to Bullet Belt.
No way.
Yeah, we'll go back to the Olympics after.
That's exciting. I got a chance
to... Yeah, fuck the Olympics. This is Bullet Belt talk.
Fuck the Olympics.
I got a chance to catch up on that episode, so I'm well educated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can follow with you guys. So.
Let's say this about that for Bullet Belt. It was a night where you and I have known each other for quite some time. But there was the night where I realized, you know what? He actually respects me. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
The meeting there at the boathouse.
Yes.
I put my arm around you. I was like, hey, bud.
This is my boy.
This is my girl here.
This
is my boy, Matt. And I think that took a lot of restraint on your part that night.
Well, I remember you came over to me and you said, hey, I want you to meet my girl. And I said, yo, your girl doesn't like me. Don't take me over there. Your girl doesn't like me. And he was like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Come on over. So you said, hey, this is my boy, Matt. And she said something along the lines of, oh, I'm sorry. Are we supposed to be fucking friends now?
That's a perfect paraphrase.
Right.
Like, I can hear that voice ringing in my ear.
With that disgusted look on her face. And I was just like, well, it's being real. And did I or did I not tell you that you deserved better?
Maybe Matt was right all along.
In retrospect, Matt's always right.
So
I should listen to Matt more.
Matt?
I think it might save me some
here's
trouble.
Where I hold you, right? This is where I hold you. I'm putting my hand up in the air. And... If this is where I hold you, then she would be in the parking lot. You know what I mean? And I live on the 8th floor, folks, for those of you who don't get my reference here. Basically, I have no time for her because, you know what? That's why should I?
I wouldn't fuck her with anyone else's dick, man.
Right, exactly. I wouldn't fuck her with his dick.
But the guy who did.
That being said, I did try to give her a minute and be like, yeah, I'm going to respect you because you're with my boy Andy. But then I remember you said to her, you were like, hey, now, that's Matt. Don't talk to Matt that way.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, you damn right, bitch.
We actually had a little talk about when we got home, too.
Oh, yeah?
And because I was just rolling around, kind of giving everybody a hard time just to test reactions, you know.
Right.
And I said, you know, you do that. That's how you roll. I'm used to it. I said, but you can't expect some kind of pacifist reaction from Matt. He doesn't take that kind of shit, you know.
No, I don't.
So don't be surprised. And, so anyway.
If he tells you to shut your mouth next time he sees you.
Right? Now, was that the same night? Was I there that night that he put his arm around you?
I think you must have been, because I was...
Because was that the night that you came over to me and was like, same night I'm going to punch that bitch in the nose.
It might have been. I think I said something like, no, I don't say it's okay to hit a woman, but I really want to punch that girl in the face. And again, I think I've said this before. It's because...
I think I might have promoted that.
It's because she has no valid reason to have a beef with me. I mean, it's going to sound
she has no value at all.
No value. But that's true. But you know what I mean, right? Like, if it's somebody that I've crossed and then they're like...
Crack it good, Andy.
Like, example...
Crack it good.
If I... Oh, here we go.
Let's just take it.
All right, so both of us are on...
You guys all get that?
We're waiting for Matt to hurry up.
Yeah, well,
this is a smooth beer.
Here's another sound to compliment. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, sorry.
Let's add this.
I was just going to say, let's say I bump into my lad in the boathouse, and he realizes who I am. And decides he fucking hates me. Fair enough, right? This girl knows nothing about me, which is the only reason I have a vendetta against her, because I know she has no reason to dislike me. So that's it.
She put her finger in her mouth when you went to play the song.
Yeah!
Yeah.
And I remember, and that was the night that my boy Greg told her to shut her mouth. You remember that? Hey! Shut up!
Good for Greg.
And again, I am the first guy to have egg on my face and be like, you know what, you're right. When it comes to my music, for somebody to sit there and just blatantly put their finger in their mouth, the only reason she's doing that, and I'm not trying to sound egotistical, but music is my life. Music is my soul. I know I'm doing a good enough job up there for you to at least respect me. So you putting your finger in your mouth is simply just to be a bitch and rolls right off my back.
She's a cunt, yeah.
Exactly. And I don't even use the C word, so...
No, I use that.
But anyway...
Well, I don't, unless...
Right. So she has become... She has become a timeless character in the Legend of My Spare Time folklore because we've now had a listener who also wanted a shout out this week. I'm only going to first name him so Bullet Belt doesn't try to cut his throat.
Okay.
His name is Tim. Local musician. Good guy.
In town?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I'll tell you the band name after because I'm so afraid she's going to chase him down. Oh, fuck her. I don't even care.
I don't think she's ambitious enough.
Dude, I don't think that she has podcasts.
Right. Or iTunes.
I don't think she has the internet.
Fair enough. Now,
her ex was after me, and I was never too worried because you got to get out. Ben, you got to get out your door. You got to get all the way down there. And, oh, God, the guy might not even be there that night. You got to go back again.
Yeah.
And again, it's too much ambition. If a guy can't hold a job, you probably don't have to worry about him kicking your ass.
That's true.
For a small fee, I was going to go right to his doorstep and take care of him for you.
Yes.
Sweet. What kind of fee would you
I love Jeff.
Like back.
No way. So if
go
I have an
right
issue with somebody,
house,
you'll handle him for
I
a 12-pack?
Destroy them and leave.
I
That's
love it.
It.
Because I think...
And you know what? If you want, you can hang out with me and podcast it.
And just record it?
I don't
And
care.
Just record the...
The carnage. Yeah.
But... where are we going with that? Oh, our listener Tim, who was letting me know that he's listened to every episode. He started at the very beginning. He listens every week. So thank you, Tim, for that. And also, Tim, thank you for interacting with us and mentioning that you also have a Bullet Belt story. Nice. He said he wants to save the details of the entire story because he wants to come in on the show one night and tell us.
Perfect.
Which I'm okay with, unless he's not funny, in which case we'll boot him out the door. Anyway, he just mentioned that he did a typical guy thing and happened to go home with her one night. And he said, let's just say she damn near broke my scrotum. Sternum. Fuck, I fucked
sternum.
It up. Sternum. Backbone or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Butt bone or whatever.
Sacroiliac?
Basically, she fucked him up is what he was saying. And he has a story for us at some point.
Really?
So, Tim, if you want, send the story through to an email. And if we think it's cool enough, we'll bring you live to the Mat Cave.
I would love to hear that. Because AK has some...
It's just funny that referring to her as Bullet Belt.
Oh, she is Bullet Belt,
but
everyone knows.
I know, but some random listener's like, hey, Bullet Belt, I know that bitch too.
They compare notes.
And I'm sorry.
I want to set the record straight on one. We never read Kabbalah in bed, though.
Oh.
I don't. Can she read?
I want to set our fine listeners straight, and if anybody's into Kabbalah, I'm not disrespecting
no,
anything.
No, Andy has balls to pick with me.
And I
forgot.
Especially
if
Madonna's.
Did your homework.
Oh, no bones.
Because I said I said that they would sit together and read Kabbalah.
But we read, what we actually read was The Stranger, Albert Camus, not Kabbalah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
He's just like, fuck you, Reverend. Did you get that? Did you get that, asshole? Yeah. You just got told by AK.
I just want to set the record straight. I didn't read the Kabbalah.
Jeff never listens to me.
It's okay. He
never listens to what I say. I'm trying to tell what's going on in my life, and he never listens.
He doesn't love you, that's why. I'll listen. I listen.
I'm only here for your best interests.
I give you a microphone and background music to listen to you. You know what I mean? That and your story from the previous episode where you found Peter where you thought you'd find Mary also got some feedback. That's pretty entertaining.
Yeah,
that's a true story.
And just to reiterate for you folks, we weren't exaggerating when we told you that it looked like he wanted to puke. Mm-hmm. Like when at the very end, would you remember what I said at the end? I'm gonna do it again just to fuck with you. When I said, did you ever see the guy again? And you were like, yeah. And I said, what did he say? Hey, remember me?
if you're ever working out and you ever try that thing where you you try to drink the raw eggs in order to get the protein in you, you know that feeling of those raw eggs going in your throat?
Yeah.
That can give some people a little bit of a physical idea of what it feels like when Matt does that. Because you can't see Matt's face.
I'm making a real...
But imagine you got some raw eggs in your throat. And you know when they just go halfway down and then it starts to feel like you're going to puke it back up, but you're trying to force it down? It's in that middle road where you don't know which way it's going. That's how you feel when you see Matt doing that.
Well, wait. Yes. Davies doesn't... You don't feel that way, do you, when I make that face?
What do you want to...
You're fine with it.
I've never had a man's tongue in my mouth. I have no reason to feel that way.
Well played. And you know what? I believe you when you say that. You know, see, if I said that, I don't think anybody would believe me.
No, because you told the story.
Well, because, yeah.
You already said she was looking fine.
Maybe before last week.
I could be telling a story.
You could have been lying, not. But you weren't. The shame on your face told the truth, sir. Your voice could have lied, but the shame was telling the truth.
You guys know me well enough. I'd teabag you right now if I thought I'd get a reaction. Right.
For those of you who don't know what teabagging is,
I've got too many true stories.
Teabagging is the action of dipping your testicles into some, I guess, a girl or a dude's mouth.
Unsuspecting. Dip.
Yeah, that's a teabag. Yeah. Right. So, you know, for those of you at home who didn't know that and needed to hear that from me, you're welcome.
I think that's a pretty dangerous little sport, though.
Teabagging?
Could you imagine?
Like, well, you got to go one at a time.
Isn't the victim?
That's true.
Isn't the victim usually sleeping?
I guess, essentially.
Like, what would be your first reaction if you woke up and something was in your fucking
mouth? I'd bite it off. Be like, there you go. How did that work out for you, teabagger?
You teabagger.
Oh, shit.
You only get to do it once.
You do indeed only get to do it. Were we gonna? What else were we gonna talk about? This mic sounds like shit.
Well, we were on the Olympics for a bit and we got distracted.
Right.
And I don't know. Right. I wanted to ask you guys about Norway, Canada. Now we left. We had to get here for 10. The game was almost over, but
right.
when we left, it was 7-0.
Now we're talking about Norway, Canada in the ice hockey at the Winter
ice
Olympics.
Ice hockey Winter Olympics, yeah.
So basically, and, Canada took advantage of them.
I felt bad for the guys,
like,
you know,
stealing
like
a
retake. You know, third and fourth. You know, you're going in the third period. And you got 7-0 lead.
Yeah.
And 5-0, 6-0 lead. Jeez, like, why don't you pass the puck around, Lola? You know.
Yeah. At this point,
take
it's
some
like
mercy.
Yeah, it's like you're stealing a retard's lunch money at this point. Like, it's just not a fair fight. You're whooping them. Just relax. Some of the girls' teams, though, won by, like, 18 and shit. 18 goals in hockey? That's fuck.
That's just wrong.
The Canadian
Canadian women's team.
Are they playing the same team?
I have
they
no
play
idea.
Norway as well?
Okay. I have no idea, but I do know that the Canadian women's team looks more like men than the Canadian men's team does. Those are some pretty butch women, dude. Like, Sidney Crosby looks like a 12-year-old girl, right?
Yeah, you know, he looks prepubescent.
Yeah.
I don't know how old that kid is.
But I did get into that locker room, right? What's going to happen to you there?
Oh, dear.
Better be a high goal scorer.
Just don't stick your tongue in his mouth, AK. Now.
Oh, I meant the women's hockey team this time.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, but that let's play it that way, too. That's true.
Yeah, you can play it like it's boys. But I wanted to bring up the opening ceremonies, and where was I going to go with that? Oh, it was my pride in living in Canada. I'm all about the, you know, having pride in your home country and everything like that. First off, I was a little upset that the opening ceremonies were like 12 hours long and shit. Mm-hmm. But here's where I was proud of Canada. You may not know where I was going with this, but there was multiple. No, it wasn't. It was actually I was more proud with something that didn't happen than something that did. I have never been more proud to say that, yeah, I live in Canada and that's my home country than when I kept watching the opening ceremonies and there was no appearance of Celine Dion. Thank fucking God that Celine Dion wasn't at the opening ceremonies. Thank you, Jesus. Fuck me, do I hate Celine Dion.
Why
like,
do you hate Celine Dion?
Fucking hate her. First off, she looks like a rat. Second off, radio stations play the shit out of her just because she's Canadian, you know, because of that whole CRTC bullshit, which means the radio stations, like Dave Kaye has said on a previous episode, the radio stations don't go looking for good Canadian bands. They pick 4 or 5 and just continue to play them.
Yeah, they pound the shit out of them.
Right.
Sure.
So if I could have a list in which I could punch somebody in the nose without any future retribution, it would be Celine Dion and Bullet Belt would be on the list too. But just for podcasting joy at this point, be like, hey, guess what I did yesterday? I would love to punch Celine Dion in the fucking mouth.
So you could have Dave Kaye and Bullet Belt on the front of that big boat in the Titanic with Celine Dion. That's a nice scene.
Just sink the whole fucking thing.
Well, let's save Dave. He's the boy. He's the boy. He's our boy.
That's fair.
I'd like to see a Dave Kaye Bullet Belt cage match myself.
I think
that would be more fitting.
I think she'd kill him, dude.
He's got some rage, right?
Right.
So he's got the power of rage.
Now, I don't know anything about her, but
she's got the power of crack.
She looks like a chick from a Stephen King novel, man. Like, she looks like she's fucked up.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid
of
her.
She is fucked up.
Right. So,
and she's got rockstaritis. You know that.
You get past that 12th beer, man, and everything smooths right out.
For you.
For you.
For you.
Because you just stopped listening.
for her, she's got rock staritis. Like I think if you have an instrument and you play it at an open stage.
Excuse me. I would like to point out a hole in your theory.
She would do dirty things with you, willingly.
What about Matt, though?
Yeah, I'm a musician at an open stage who sings the fuck out of some songs.
Oh, so yeah. Now we know what's going on. Uh-oh. With the finger pointing in the mouth, she was trying to tell you something.
She was trying to entice it.
So what I read as, look at me, I'm a dirty little bitch, was actually her saying, I want to suck your dick.
Look at how far my fingers go down my throat.
I've misunderstood.
And now I understand the reaction because you kind of hurt her feelings.
Fair enough.
Yeah, she was a woman scorned.
You're right. Andy, you're right. I was the asshole. Yeah. I would like to admit that I owned her from stage that night too, though. Remember, I was like, "Have you noticed you're the only one in this room not having fun right now?" Oh, it was fun.
That's a good line. That's fast.
Because everybody,
it's sharp.
As it does for an open jam, I have certain songs that turn into a sing along because it's all friends in the room. She was the only one not having a good time. Everybody else is bopping around, singing along, and I looked at her and said, "You're the only one not having fun. Are you aware of that?" And then she just, whatever. And that's when Greg did his whole, "Hey, shut the fuck up." Oh, Greg, we love you, even though you're a dirty asshole. Did we finish with the Olympics? Yeah, we did. I was proud of us for not putting Celine Dion in the opening ceremonies, basically. And I can't believe
we could talk about Luge guy.
We could just leave it alone. Yeah, that's
glance over that. It's unfortunate, but I guess it was human error. And you know what? Really, in any sport, people die in every sport. It was just unfortunate timing.
It might be a lack of judgment from our standpoint as Canadians. So there was an American during the practice rounds, and he said somebody's going to kill themselves on this run. Yeah, so fast, up to 155 kilometers an hour going
on
there
on a fucking sled.
Yes. Yeah, but he was only going 80 or 90 kilometers when he flipped.
Well, let's go. Let's put you down 80 kilometers.
Now, wait.
Throw Jeff into a pole. Get up, you big baby. It's only 80 or 90 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, you tread very lightly with your laughter in this scenario because we will get hate mail.
Oh, no. I think it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But people die in every sport.
Right.
No, you're right.
Look at hockey.
Right.
How fast the guys on skates? A 240-pound guy on skates.
Yeah.
You know, going top speed and nails another motherfucker in the back.
Yeah.
You know,
football players, rugby players, snapping necks and shit.
You know what? People are going to die in every sport.
Right.
People are going to die in badminton, man. It happens. You catch a birdie in the trachea, you're going down.
Way to sidestep that one, by the way.
I'm just saying.
I mean, it is unfortunate that he trained, you know, potentially his whole life.
It's horrible.
For that scenario, right? But, I mean, you know, God bless the guy's family and everything, obviously. I was really, really touched when they did the opening ceremony and his home country of Georgia came out wearing the black armbands. Mm-hmm. And they all looked so solemn and so like, this is the greatest moment of my life, but I'm not really going to let myself enjoy it. Yeah. Like, you got to feel for them. I mean, you can imagine the whole team. They all train together forever, right? I mean, imagine if you've ever been on a sports team, you know what it's like to be connected to that sports team. Or if you've been in a band, you know how tight you are with the boys in your band. You know, it's really unfortunate that he never got to shine in the Olympics, as it were.
It is unfortunate. I wasn't trying to make light of the tragedy. I was trying to put it in perspective.
Right.
And the perspective is that people die every day doing mundane things. People die every day in sport.
Yep. I can.
This sounds like something for the Reverend Sermon today.
That's true.
Oh, people die?
People die.
Listen. People die. Okay?
People die. That's like Chris Rock. Sagittarius, you're going to die. Leo, you're going to die. Love Chris Rock, man. There's a shout out to Chris Rock.
Fair enough.
At least.
If Chris Rock...
the pace.
Listen, man, I will drink at my own pace and not be peer pressured by you, Reverend.
Bought all this beer for you and AK, and now I'm on my third. I got to drive home.
Listen. This is being recorded, so I'm going to choose my words very lightly. Very carefully, okay?
Fair enough.
I have seen you drive... after multiple beers, sir. I have seen you drive after too many beers.
In Jeff's defense, those were American beers.
Okay, never mind then. Scratch that. It was Miller Lite. We're good. And this is only 5%.
It's like water.
Yeah, it's only...
You can put a lemon in that.
Do you guys want to make fun of JV Gravy for a minute if I tell you a stupid story about him?
Yeah.
Well, it's always nice talking about how he doesn't get laid. I always like to hear
poor Grump.
Because there's no logical reason he shouldn't be getting laid.
Right. As the Reverend says, he's got pussy on tap.
He's got pussy on tap.
That's what it's all about. That's why you get married.
Right.
There's no reason for him not to get laid, except for himself.
Right.
It's up to him.
He's obviously just doesn't have the drive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he needs to eat more red meat.
It's true.
We talked about this in the past too. More beef, bud.
More beef. But after our last episode, mm-hmm. it looks like AK and the Reverend were too much for JV Gravy because I didn't see that motherfucker at work for the rest of the week, son.
No way.
Now, I'm going to make fun of him and say that it was because we partied so hard. He was genuinely ill, even involved a hospital trip. That's fine. The fact is, you know, he actually got really sick, blah, blah, blah. On our side of things, as far as podcast world goes, he's a pussy, partied too hard with the Legend Boys, and couldn't handle himself for a week.
What? Hallelujah, testify.
That's right. How many times, JV Gravy, have you recorded one of your podcasts and been out for the count for a week? None, motherfucker. Only once during That's Legend true. In my spare motherfucking time.
Suck it up there.
Yeah, man.
Jeez.
But I'm confused. I just want to go back for 1 second about eating red meat there, because you said that on a previous episode, and I was a listener for that episode. I wasn't participating. So I've been doing a lot of thinking about it, and I'm trying to put that into practice. You know.
Yeah.
Because of the reverence. But I just wanted to ask you one question. Rabbits fuck.
Rabbits fuck, and they eat, yes.
They only eat
and
vegetables.
And you know what? And elephants only eat vegetables, too. They're not carnivores, or they're not omnivores. And look at the size of those motherfuckers.
I knew you would tell me what I needed to know.
That's right.
Amen. Let's move on.
That's all clarified for him now.
So it's
because we're humans. All right.
We're built to eat red meat.
And fuck.
Men are. And if you want to fuck, you have to eat more red meat. If you want to fuck
Andy,
well.
But Andy, your sex drive does not need to go up any, no. sir.
Well, Andy just needs to drink enough.
You might get dangerous if you start eating too much red meat. For those of you at home, for those of you listening along at home, AK, since his last episode, has been a good boy and done his homework. He's taken our previous episodes to work. He's been listening to them. He's even said that people have overheard him giggling to himself, which is awesome.
Right on.
But then again, they always do because I'm crazy. But yeah.
What's fair?
No, they were good episodes, absolutely. Well, I want to open this soon.
You open it. You go right ahead. He's opening the beer. Here we go.
I need to get my sleeve out here. Did you hear that?
You know, yeah, we did. One of these days, I'm going to go back and add up all the different timings on the episodes. Like, how many times have you listened to the beer being opened? How many times have you listened to one of these assholes burp? Like, did you hear how many burps were in the last episode?
I think
there's
that
a lot of burps.
Was
in that
you?
No,
Andy, because no. I don't burp into the
fart.
Microphone.
I wait. I let it brew. And
I like to keep my gas to myself and make it, you know, like a ninja. Right? I strike silently. So
right.
See, an excessive burper is probably a premature ejaculator too.
I don't know, man.
You don't know how to let.
I burp and fart all the time.
That's a fair assessment.
No, I burp and fart all the time, and I come on my own schedule. Okay?
I come when I want to.
That's right.
Always on time.
Or when somebody tells me, come on, it's bedtime.
Yeah, Tuesday, 11:59 p.m., Matt's like, don't worry, baby, I won't be coming till Wednesday.
Oh, shit. I swear to God I had a point just now. Oh, yeah, no, we had interaction from a female listener who said... A lot of burps on that show, huh?
There was a lot of burps.
There were.
You know, actually, the only feedback that I've ever seen was the review that was written.
Right. I was just going to go into that.
That was a pretty kick-ass review.
That's right. A good friend of ours, a listener of the show named Jasmine, went out of her way.
Yasmin.
And used her own time and her own website, which I don't have the fucking domain around. I'm really sorry, but I'll get back to it. Mm-hmm. And she wrote a review about the Legend in My Spare Time voice. Mm-hmm.
Jasmine sounds like a real name.
That's true. I didn't even make that up.
Yes.
No,
real name, real email.
She listens every week, so thank you very much for listening and for writing and spreading the word. That's really cool. Yeah,
absolutely.
We appreciate that.
I thought that was bitching, and she pretty much nailed it down. She said, you know, it's free form.
Yeah.
Although it's supposed to be something to do with music.
At least,
because we're all in bands, or we're all artists in some way or another, mm-hmm. or pretend to be. And some of this, there's some negative points of view, I guess. And,
yeah, she said she was basically saying
some shouting.
She was saying in a nice way that I'm an angry prick who just happens to be very well educated on music, essentially.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was a good. I was more than chuffed for her to write that. That was really cool. She didn't have to do that. You know what I mean?
No. Well, my favorite comment was the shouting. Just bringing up
shouting. There's lots of random yelling and swearing apparently. Yeah. But she said it's okay because generally the swearing is only aimed at each other. Like fuck you, Reverend, and fuck you, Andy.
That's right.
But if I was to say fuck you, listeners, I guess that's not as nice.
I've been watching Care Bears a lot lately at home. And,
You just said that sentence.
Yeah,
huh?
I know. Well, because that's I have a 14-month-old daughter.
Yeah, your 14-month-old daughter doesn't know, dude. You can be watching the Super Bowl.
And my wife is on me to not swear so much.
Right.
So if you listen to Grumpy Bear in the newer versions of the Care Bears,
yeah,
he swears, but he swears in like, oh, fiddlesticks.
Right.
Oh, yeah, here come those stem-chomping gobblers again.
Well, even,
so it's awesome.
Even back in the day, the old-school cartoon Wacky Races, remember that shit? With Dastardly the dog? Dastardly. I swear, that I might be getting the wrong character. JJ,
maybe
a listener.
Maybe that was in Wales.
Maybe you were.
No, maybe you were.
Maybe. I'm confused. one of our listeners from Portland, JJ, who hosts Mars Needs Podcast. Mm-hmm. Very good guy. I'm sure he'll know and he'll correct me and call me a prick. I think it was Dastardly, who always also used to swear in the cartoons, but he would be like, Fritcher, fucking.
That's Grumpy Bear, man.
Fritcher, fucking. But he wouldn't actually swear, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just get the idea.
Or isn't there a like Grumpy Smurf, too?
Yeah. Well,
I hate Grumpy Spare!
Hey,
whatever. Yeah, I was just watching the Smurfs the other day.
Here's a some separation for you. I'm going to lead your Smurfs reference into the KKK and John Mayer.
Ah!
Ready?
Okay, bring it
so,
on.
So, the Smurfs, it has always been rumored that the Smurfs were created by KKK man, David Duke. Is it David Duke?
But they're Belgian.
It was David
anyway,
Duke.
Let's go with that.
Is it David
Duke?
Anyway,
it was David
Duke.
He's the
KKK guy, right?
Yeah, okay. That's right.
But it says who it was created by. It was
okay, but
Pele or Peyo.
Right, but that could just be a cover. You know what I mean? I've always heard, words fly around and rumors happen. My whole life, I have heard that the KKK had involvement with the creation of the Smurfs. Even the fact that they all wear white, but the head Smurf wears red. That kind of deal, right?
Yeah, he's the Grand Dragon.
Pumpkin. Yeah, exactly.
The stonemasons now, that are in on
could
it
be.
Too.
Now, in a funny side note, I once played a KKK member in a TV movie. No shit, eh? Yeah. Whoa.
You think you know somebody.
I know. Ooh. And by that, by playing...
Well, you're very Aryan.
Well,
for those who haven't seen you.
I could be...
blonde hair, blue-eyed.
I'm a Nazi poster boy, right?
Honestly, no, you know... Like, I wouldn't allow a friend of mine to breed with you because you're blonde-haired and blue-eyed.
Right.
Unless they had very dark hair and dark...
Now, would you let your wife breed with me?
I'm
just kidding. I take it back. I didn't mean it. I just wanted to see where your line was.
Give him the bat, just like an episode of Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah. Now, not, you know...
There's a Nazi. Get him.
Dude, this has got to be three episodes in a row where Nazis have come up. But I would be Hitler would have loved me. Let's just be honest. I'm a little chubby, so Hitler would have been like, "You're fat, you must diet! Otherwise, yeah. You're perfect!" I don't know why he just became Asian.
Scheiser.
I don't know why Hitler just became Asian in my world. But anyway.
I said, "Mein Scheiser, Matt Lees! You must lose the weight!"
Wait, let me finish my point about the Smurfs.
Wie ist der Schinken?
So, I've always heard that the Smurfs were run by the fucking KKK, and then I said, I played a KKK member in a movie. The movie was called Sins of the Father, which had...
I've heard of that.
It had somebody big in it.
I've heard of that.
I shouldn't say that I was a part. I was an extra. I did a job for a while where I was an extra in movies and TV shows. They pay you like $10 an hour when you get to hang out on a movie set all day.
Wicked.
You stand in the background, you do things like that. So in a couple scenes, I played a firefighter because it was based on the stories when KKK were burning a lot of black churches in the South. The movie revolved around that kind of storyline. So okay. I played a firefighter who had to like spray the fire down. I actually got to hold the hose and everything too. It was really cool. But
I'm used to that.
In the same movie, of course you are. In the same movie, I also got to play a KKK member, which was really kind of freaky because at the end of the shoot, they brought you all back and said we're gonna pick some people because we want to do a night shoot. The night shoot was gonna be them hanging a black man, which sounds like it was gonna be creepy because the set was already up. And they had this big crucifix type thing that they set on fire while they were testing it all, and it looked really creepy. I know it's just a movie, but you know what I mean. They were gonna film it at like midnight. It was gonna be creepy. I wasn't one of the guys picked. Essentially, I wasn't racist enough, I guess.
Your hair was probably too long.
It's true. I had a hippie hair back then too.
Yeah.
Why the hell they burn crosses anyway?
It wasn't a cross. I shouldn't say it's a cross.
Anybody know why they do that?
I don't know.
That
if any
more
of
like
our listeners
thing.
Know why the KKK burn crosses, I'd be interested to know.
Are the KKK
know.
Christians? That'd be a good question.
All I know is
they
take
They purport to be Christians.
Well, the KKK
particle or the reason for rejecting Jews is that they don't accept Christ.
Who the KKK don't accept Christ?
The KKK, the reason they hate Jews is they don't accept Christ.
The Jews? Because Jews don't accept Christ?
Because the Jews don't accept Christ, the KKK can justify going down on them.
So what's
giving
their
them a hard time.
So, not to sound like I'm very uneducated, but what's the KKK's beef with black people then? I mean, sure, it's because they're racist fucks, but...
There's a certain biblical interpretation where there's
so
like...
as far as they're the KKK is concerned, they will have a logical reason for hating black people. Sure. As fucked up as it, and wrong as it may be, they will have a logical reason.
Any idiot can justify like, any action, right?
It's true. It's fair.
There was a line in the Old Testament, like something about skin tone, and this one's the good guys and these guys are the bad guys. And it's very vague, but it comes from that.
Is it kind of like why my dick is a lot darker than the rest of my skin? Because I'm not really sure.
Maybe
no, that's because you won't stop sticking it in his ass. And you're not you're not cleaning properly. There's no homo jokes in the mouth. Yes, there are.
Jokes.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I made a mess again.
Wait, is this the Reverend Cave?
Okay.
No, it's not. You make
this is your home, Mr. Matthews.
That's right. Like I said, all the jokes you want.
I just like to pretend that I make rules.
That's fair. Did you give him shit last week, by the way? I remember there was a point of our last episode where you were like, oh, we're going to talk later.
Oh, no.
Me and AK are going to have a talk later.
No, we won't.
You don't have a black eye or anything. You're not limping, funny.
No, he hurts me where people can't see.
That's fair. On the inside. But, you know, to finish up on the KKK Smurf reference thing.
Right.
You
know, yeah. I took
you guys hear what John Mayer did? Allegedly? Because I haven't read the article yet.
What did the alleged John Mayer
Which is
do?
Sad, because I have a subscription to Rolling Stone, and the article is sitting right there. I just never looked.
It doesn't involve a hamster.
No.
This isn't a Richard Gere kind of thing, or Eminem.
I fucking hate Richard Gere. Put him on the list of people I could punch in the face with no retribution.
Why do you hate Richard Gere?
Because fuck Richard Gere.
Fuck is he? Why is he even worth your hate?
It's because of the hamster, man. He deserves a lot of hate for that.
Every time I see Richard Gere, I get angry. I don't know how to explain it to you. I know that at least one other person in the world, my buddy Greg, agrees with me here. But we're getting sidetracked again.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell a completely pointless story for fucking hours now. Basically, allegedly, in a recent interview, he was asked if he was into black girls, because he's kind of a pimp, right?
Yeah, like a Beyonce or a
Halle? Apparently his reference was, no, I have a David Duke dick.
No, I don't.
That's a bad joke.
Or a terrible joke, right? But
that would have gone over well in about 1950.
Like sarcastically, because anything can be taken out of context.
Right, which is where I come from saying that it's if Mayer said that, knowing Mayer from, I guess I can't say I know him. I've listened to his music for a very long time. I've read a lot of interviews, seen a lot of interviews with him. I don't think John Mayer would have meant that in a racist connotation. I think he would have been trying to be funny
sarcastic.
And also trying to be clever with the alliteration of David Duke Dick.
Duke.
Okay, how about Kramer? Do we forgive him?
Yeah, because he fucked up. Like, he thought he was being funny. He was a comedian. Same thing as John Mayer thought he was being funny.
Okay,
yeah.
But if you don't book him for a show.
Right, but at this point...
his career is dead, so who cares about Kramer?
I love me some Kramer, but you're right.
Michael Richard, yeah, he wasn't doing anything
anyway.
It was over anyway.
You know what? Right. He was over as soon as Seinfeld was done anyways.
Right. I mean, but let's
not... run over by the car, and it's limping off into the bushes, and you take the revolver and you put it out of its misery.
Well, he had his run. He wasn't necessarily that talented. He was Kramer and no one else. You look at Costanza.
Right.
I forget the name of the actor.
Jason Alexander.
Now, he's a fucking actor.
He was Broadway first, yeah.
He can bounce around and he can act. Michael Richards, only thing he did was, he played a bit part on Cheers back
He was
in
also
the day.
In UHF with Weird Al.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah, yeah. But
Weird Al is talented.
So yeah, it's true.
I think he just rode the coattails of talented people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He had one good character, and that's all that he had.
Right, and he played that character in UHF prior to Seinfeld, if you really think about it.
Really? Okay.
The guy in UHF is very Kramer-like. But, I mean, let's look at it this way. We all say shit sometimes that we shouldn't say, right?
Yes.
Say shit sometimes where we're like, I can't believe I just fucking said that. Luckily, it's usually in a room of our friends, or you're at work, and you're like, I can't believe I just said that. These guys live in the public eye, so everything they say is public domain. So if it was just some shitty comedian at Yuck Yucks in Kitchener that dropped the N-bomb, yeah, people would have been like, whoa. But it would have gone down as a mistake. Because Kramer is Kramer, it's a fucking uproar that he's a celebrity and he said it.
That deserved an uproar.
I know he did, but you know what I mean. If it was you that would have said it, it wouldn't have been a big deal. If you said it at a Sally Chancellor show and you let the N-bomb fly,
I'll be honest,
it'd be over.
I've said it in the past, you know, and not because I'm racist at all. I've said the N-word in the past because you listen to enough gangster rap.
And you hear it all the time.
You're gonna hear it.
Right.
And you're gonna and I've been punched in the mouth
for saying it
because of that in the past. Now, and honestly,
and that's an issue we've discussed because we cover some hip hop tunes that do have the N word in it, and we had a bit of a discussion about it, and we decided we were gonna use motherfucker instead because a couple of white boys growing up in K-Town. It's just too out of time and out of place.
Right, and that's the thing about it.
Although my gangster rap name is the Honky Maffa.
Right.
In case you didn't know.
I understand that. You're the Honky. I get it. I'm the original emo gangster. So
the
we got
honky
we all
Maffa
got
Damn Davies.
We all got hip hop names.
It's alter egos, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's all about people's perception, right? Yeah. It's not about. It doesn't matter how you guys feel about it. If you want to sing a song with the N-bomb in it, and you guys are both okay with it, technically that should be enough. But it's the fact that people are going to hear you singing it and be like, that guy said the N-bomb, I don't like him. It's not about you or me or us, it's about how people respond to things.
Was it Nas who named his album the N-bomb? Not the N-bomb, he actually used the word.
Right, yeah. And Richard Pryor, one of his first comedy albums, and I'm going to say it because it's the album title. So in context, the album was called That Nigger Is Crazy.
Yeah.
That was the name of
Richard
his
Pryor's
comedy
awesome.
Album. I fucking love Richard
Pryor.
But
here's the thing, is that word has, you know what, it has more power than it deserves.
Yeah, agreed.
Because it's almost like, you know, Sauron in Lord of the Rings.
Right.
You know, who shall not be named, or Lord Voldemort, or whatever.
Right.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Whenever you stop talking and you stop making fun of something,
yeah,
that's when you give it power.
Exactly. I'm with you on that one, but... My point about the whole John Mayer thing was, because it also reminds me of a Beatles interview that I saw, obviously, years ago. But my problem with this is, if the reporter prints that article and then says, look, everyone, John Mayer is a racist asshole, don't we partially blame the reporter for printing it?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Like the reporter's doing his job. I mean, the climate's already there. The demand's already there. We created the demand. I don't know. If you can blame the reporter, because if he doesn't do it, another reporter's going to, right?
Yeah, but that's not a valid reason. I mean, let's look at it this way. If you now, not that you would, but let's say AK busts into a story about why he hates black people, and you go off for 15 minutes dropping N-bombs and saying, I hate them because of this, and I leave it in the episode and don't cut it out, even though I'm not okay with it, I am just as in the wrong as you are, I think. So
yeah, you gave me a forum.
It's like the reporter can't come back now and say John Mayer's a racist because you printed it. You could have taken it out. You could have, and who's to say he didn't? We don't know, right? But you could have called Mayer and said, "Hey, listen, man, this makes you sound like a racist prick. Do you want me to take it out?" But you know he didn't do that. And this stems back to a Beatles interview I saw with McCartney, obviously from the 60s or whatever, where the reporter was talking to McCartney about the Beatles' drug use, and the reporter said, "Do you guys use drugs? Have you ever used drugs?" And McCartney said, "Yeah, we have." And then the reporter said, "Well, isn't this setting a bad influence for your younger fans?" And McCartney said, "No, I'm not setting a bad influence. You are. You're asking me questions. I'm giving you honest answers. If you decide to print those answers and you think it's going to have a bad effect, maybe you shouldn't print them. I'm just being honest. I'm just answering your questions."
Yeah, but Paul McCartney's an asshole.
I know. I don't like Paul McCartney either.
He's the only one of the Beatles. Well, no, I'm not a fan of Ringo Starr.
Come on, Ringo.
George Harrison was the only one. Well, no, John Lennon.
Oh, careful
was
now. Careful now.
No, I
that was in the review. Did you not notice in Jasmine's review? She said, "Unless Lennon gets brought up, Matt gets touchy."
No, honestly, I liked Lennon. I think he was a bit of a. I don't know. He was on his own trip.
He was a little... Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, you know, he'd be a tough guy to sit down and have a beer with, I'm sure, unless you were on the same page as him.
Right, I understand.
George Harrison, though, he was tits, man.
Yeah, he was.
He was the guy you could sit down...
Just chill out with
beer
him.
...beer with,
yeah.
Shoot the shit with, you know, and probably make fun of somebody. He'd probably come into legend in my spare time.
You know
time.
What? You're right. I think if George Harrison was still around today, God rest your soul, I think he'd be willing to be a guest on here, if he knew who the fuck we were.
I think he was the only one that really had the Beatles in perspective and George Harrison in perspective, from what I can see. Yeah. You know, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr they think the Beatles are still...
Yeah.
Going
right, more so McCartney than Ringo too.
Yeah, sure. But there's you've seen the anthology, you probably
of course. Know. Yeah.
Where the funny one was where Ringo was talking about smoking weed before seeing the Queen.
Yeah,
and George Harrison's like, "No, we were nervous as fuck."
Yeah,
come on, you know.
Well, you get paranoid when you smoke weed.
Yeah, but what do you think is more realistic?
That they're gonna
smuggle weed into the fucking castle and puff in a bathroom, or if they're just gonna be nervous little
brats.
So we're playing for the queen.
It was basically Ringo would have tried to make it sound like because we're so rebellious we smoked a joint, mm-hmm. whereas George Harrison would be the guy to be like, no man, we smoked a joint because we were shitting our pants. Yeah. We weren't trying to be rebels. You want to talk about rebels? How about when Lennon sent back his knighthood that they gave him?
Our boy Trudeau did a pirouette while she turned her back. That's pretty cool.
What did Trudeau do?
Did a little pirouette, mocking, just a joke around to shake it up a little bit.
Right.
You know, when you put a little finger on top of your head and you spin around like you're a ballerina. She kind of turned to the side and he did a little pirouette.
But Trudeau was a badass too.
Just
though.
To show, like, right. not to be too disrespectful, but
he's
just
like,
to
yo,
show
I'm cool too.
We got our own constitution La-ti-da. Now, La-ti-da. Right? You know, not knocking her down or being disrespectful, but we got our own thing going now. And I'm in the presence of this royalty and stuff like that. But I'm relaxed. I can goof around a little bit.
True.
You know.
Well, and, he's Pierre Elliott
Trudeau.
These
guys are Englishmen, though, four Englishmen and young. You know. So they would be very nervous about that.
And let's be honest, the Queen is probably not a robot. You know what I mean? Like exactly. the Queen has a sense of humor. I'm sure. And I've heard stories where people have said she's not as like you know how there's you always hear that rule you don't speak to her unless she speaks to you.
No,
I'm sure that's technically a law with regards to the Queen. But I'm sure if you're not like, "What's up, baby?"
She's
not going to be like, "Off with his head." I'm sure she's a human too, right? She just happens to be the queen.
Sense of humor.
She deserves deserves some respect, absolutely. Like, you want to talk about somebody who's held it together through, you know, like, you look at all the stuff that's been thrown at her,
right?
You know? But she's just held it steady.
Don't bring Oprah.
The whole time. I mean, like, the lady died when she got in the accident, and then you got the press accusing her of some kind of conspiratory murder, and, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and people becoming so petty, well, the flag didn't go down, and that wasn't... you know, what you did historically because she's removed from the bloodline by 1 degree or whatever.
Yeah.
So, according to historical, they don't take the flag down. And they're just attacking her, accusing her of a murder conspiracy. And she had to listen to all that shit and just kind of hold it together. So, I give her, you know, a few points there.
Absolutely.
You don't mind the old broad?
She's all right, actually.
I'd slip it to her.
Anyways, the moral of
well, that goes without saying. I mean, we're still talking.
But wait.
Regardless
of how attractive she may or may not be, who wouldn't want to be the dude to be like, hey, man, you know the queen? I totally fucked her.
I did her.
I banged the queen.
Could you imagine any room you're in? Any room you're in, you are instantly the coolest guy in the room.
Well, it's the Trump card.
Exactly.
It's the Trump card.
Regardless, be like, oh, yeah, but I fucked the queen. And everyone would be like, damn.
You might be right. But I fucked the queen.
That's right.
I saw her in Brantford and I touched my privates.
Does that come anywhere close?
A little bit.
She waved at my father in Woodstock while he was working on his car.
Yeah.
He was working on his car and he see the blockade going down. And so he walked out to the end of our driveway.
Probably in his underwear.
In his greasy outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because he's working on a car and he was a welder. So I think he got home from work and started to work on the car. And he had no idea that the queen was in town or driving through. So he sees the motorcycles going back and forth and back and forth. And he comes out and he said he's seen her waving. And if you don't know my dad, he's hilarious. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
And anyways, he saw her wave and he just kind of went, he's got a funny wave too.
It all ties together with everything that we're talking about. Real quick here, the Queen, her grandson Prince Harry, dressed up as a Nazi for Halloween one time, and caused all kinds of controversy.
Yes, right
now,
did.
Hitler was a vegetarian, never ate any red meat. And Jeff,
look at
Reverend Davies says, eat your red meat because it's good for you, going to give you good sex libido, etc. Yeah. He's the morality tale of our episodes.
Right.
Well, I'm a guest, but that's the episode. So anyway, it all kind of ties in there. Yeah,
it does tie in because another point to go back to my original point, the fact that the fucking prince dressed up as Hitler, is that really that big of a deal?
I don't think he dressed up as Hitler because it was sans the mustache.
Oh, so he dressed up as a Nazi.
But as a Nazi, again, I don't mean to pick
No, you're
here,
right. But fair.
Who would get offended if you dressed up as Napoleon?
Nobody. Napoleon was a pussy.
How about Stalin?
No, but he had a lot of power. He, you know.
Yeah, I get where you're. I think I know where you're going.
Well, no.
Because if I dress up as Stalin, it's nowhere near as offensive. But no, Stalin Mussolini, killed a hell of a lot more people than Hitler ever did.
No one even pays attention to Benito Mussolini.
Yeah.
But no, what I'm saying is, it is a problem that the prince dressed up as Hitler or as a Nazi because he's the prince and because it got into the papers?
Who the fuck cares? We won.
That's right.
That's like, it. Like, we beat the shit out of them.
Exactly. If anything,
twice.
If anything, when Nazis are brought up, people should be like, "I remember them fuckers."
German technology. Yeah, how many wars did they win?
Assholes.
One thing I've never heard. I think I'm the only sick fuck that ever thinks this, though, is that both World Wars we say we won, but we fucking ganged up on them.
No. They started.
You got like
it.
Five countries on one, and dude, then we're all like
that. No, it was like five countries on how
on
many?
Three. There was, like the axes in Italy, the Second World War was Italy, Japan, and Germany. Three countries, right? Italy got knocked out early, so you had Japan and Germany left against Australia, Canada, United States.
Yeah, but
et cetera,
I got to cut you off there for a second.
We ganged up on the guys. As well we should. It was the right thing to do.
Right, exactly.
But because I don't think we can... bragged.
But well, you know what, though?
Here's certainly, I got a lot of respect for the guys that did that.
I mean, as a
very abstract idea.
Right.
Like, and I mean, we did.
We kicked their ass, but their asses needed to be kicked, right?
Yeah.
You don't just... I mean, it's weird. I don't want to get into... Because I'm not a historian. I'm not a politician. I'm probably going to say things that are factually inaccurate. But when a certain group of people decides that they are just going to eradicate another group of people... Then you need to get your ass kicked. You need the big guys to come down and drop the fucking bombs on you, which is essentially what happened.
And that brings me into my sermon.
Oh, shit.
And my sermon this week.
Wait, let me do the intro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Legend of My Podcast listening audience, please welcome this week's sermon with your Reverend Damn Dave.
Thank you. All right, so anyway, is what we were talking about.
Oh.
And the title of my sermon this week really is Violence Solves Problems.
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Woo! Now, let's bring it back to right when you're kids. There's the big kids, there's the small kids, there's the medium kids.
There's the retarded kids.
And you know what? Back then, no one knows how to fight anyway, so it doesn't matter. And you know what? Violence solved problems. You know, you got a bully. Well, it only takes one crazy kid who doesn't want to be fucking bullied who's going to smack the shit out of the bully.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen again. There you go.
Columbine.
Problem solved.
Amen.
World War II. Dropped the A-bomb on Japan. How many wars has Japan fought in since then?
No, because they were like, fuck it, I'm out.
Problem solved.
Right.
You know, this is a really short sermon because it speaks for itself.
Exactly.
We'll sell
it
you
works
electronics
on it. You know,
cars,
I think, honestly... You know, if all the thug life living motherfuckers out there could put down the Gats and the knives or any of the tough guys out there and just honestly walk outside with a guy they don't like and drop fisticuffs.
Right.
You know, and not to the death. I mean, you know, maybe to the unconscious.
But then you know you got your ass kicked, you got handled, and it's over.
And you fucking got to deal with it. I've been punched in the mouth enough times. I know that when I get punched in the mouth, there's a reason for it.
Right.
You know.
Because they're jealous because you're handsome.
Well, thank you very much. But that's not the point of the sermon.
You're a very handsome man.
The point of the sermon is that if you punch me in the mouth, you're probably more than likely going to end up in the hospital. Because it's happened many times. And that is what happens. When I brawl.
You don't have an off switch.
No, I have an off switch. It's just when it's done.
kind of like the Hulk.
What?
When the Hulk gets angry.
There's a certain rage, yeah. There's a certain rage that comes out.
Like
Dave,
you don't
Kay
turn green and you don't end up naked at the end.
No, I just
although that
nuts,
would be
I
nice.
Nuts for about a full minute.
That'd be a good party.
Either which way. And that's not to toot my own horn. I'm not a brawler. I don't get into a lot of fights. But I'm saying that violence solves problems.
You know,
two guys are fighting over a girl.
This I like.
Yes. You know what? Violence solves problems. It's very fucking simple.
That's right.
You know what? As long as you're not cowardly about it. You know, if you can say, you know, I challenge you to a duel of fists. That's
and if
it.
You, and if you beat my ass, I will drop it.
That's it. Well, you don't have a choice, right?
Right.
If you get your ass handed to you,
right,
then you deserved it.
Fair
go
enough.
Home, fucking lick your wounds,
yep.
and think about where you went wrong.
Now, I'd like to say that luckily,
amen,
I have never... Oh, yes, sorry. Does that wrap up this week's sermon?
It kind of went askew again, but that's fine. That's, yeah, that wraps it up
I
for this
I think you got about 1 minute.
This whole podcast is askew. Yeah.
It's a view askew?
This may come as a surprise to some of you listening and maybe the two of you in the room, but I've never been beaten up.
Well, why would you be?
Well, because I got a big fucking mouth, sir.
Didn't you get beat up by the wrestlers? I mean, I know it's all a make, but didn't you get pushed down? Or
yeah, well, I've been shoved around.
Water
and I've been,
spit at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or,
but I'm talking like I've never had somebody take me outside and beat the shit out of me.
You don't what look about like when you're a little kid in junior high.
You don't look like someone that
I've
would
been
cross
roughed around.
The line.
I've been smacked around, but I've never been like.
You don't look like someone that would cross the line, though, to where somebody was sitting back and saying, I'm going to beat the fuck out of him until he's unconscious.
No, I mean, there's one time in high school where I tried to be a tough guy and I got my ass handed to me.
See, there you go.
But that's not like they didn't hold me down and six of them beat the shit out of me. I got a couple of good punches. I hit the ground and they left. Yeah. And this is one of those moments where it's funny because I was trying to protect one of my friends who was much bigger than me and a fucking black belt who just happened to be a pussy. So these guys roll up to me and they're like, hey, where is he? We're going to kick his ass. And of course, I'm like, you're going to have to go through me first. So they did.
We will.
Took them about 9 seconds, but you're right. Violence solves problems because you know what happened after that? I lay on the ground in the hallway by my locker and just let them walk away.
And I bet you your buddy stopped bragging that he was a black belt.
I bet.
Yeah, that's the problem with black belts when they've only fought in tournaments.
The only thing worse than black belts are bullet belts.
Point. Yeah. Bullet belts and black belts. Shabam!
When everything ties together in our programs, you gotta kind of
you gotta
pay attention. You know,
I will argue to the death with anybody.
I am with you, man.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah,
that you get the tree hugging motherfucker pacifists out there,
right?
You know, and they don't get it. Why don't they get it, Matt? You got it. You only had to.
They're the ones
that
are gonna get their throat slit.
You
next
gotta go
to Fata.
Probably took your black belt, buddy. One lesson too. Fuck, I'm not gonna brag that I got a black belt when I've only fought in point tournaments.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm with you. Violence solves problems. I get it.
It's
I understand.
Simple. You know, it might not be the most unique thing that the Reverend said.
No, but it perfectly.
I'm just trying to help people live a better life.
So what if we?
What have we
touched on this week? We've touched on swapping spit with other men. Sorry, Andy.
Yeah. Sorry about that. We've
you don't need to apologize. I enjoyed it.
We've touched on Care Bears and Smurfs.
Yeah.
And the
John Mayer being a racist
apparently.
There's a loose string on that Smurfs thing. I think we still might have to deal with that later. But
we went from KKK to Nazis to I think we had a
Her Majesty the Queen.
Right. We had one hell of an episode this week. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so can we put the whole KKK and all that stuff, the Nazis, can we put them to rest now?
Sure. No more Nazis?
It's kind of boring.
Other than to say that I've been playing Call of Duty World at War, the zombie edition, where it's zombie Nazis, and I'll tell you. You think it's fun blowing up a Nazi? You should blow up a zombie Nazi, sir.
Zombie
I'll just
Nazi
fucking tell you.
Although I did dig Inglourious Basterds.
I haven't seen it yet, but I have a legally acquired copy on my PS3 right now.
I've gotten through about 3/4 of it.
Right.
The only thing I can say about that is either I'm getting slower or
the beer's hitting us. The 12-pack is toast now.
Those subtitles in that frickin' movie. That's a good movie. They're too fast. You don't know what they're saying half the time.
Like you can't read them quick enough?
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino didn't flash the subtitles long enough.
Maybe he just
expects
more
to read.
He expects more from his audience, that's all. And if you don't get it, that maybe that'll be another sermon. If you don't get it, sometimes you just don't get it.
That's right.
I'm going to have to go out and learn German and Italian and French.
Spoken
and then
French.
I can go watch Inglourious Bastards properly.
I feel the same way when I watch Lost and they're speaking English. Okay, I feel like the writers are giving me the middle finger.
Well, that's the idea. At the end of the episode, Matt Lees is lost.
Right. I'm confused.
We're all lost.
I'm not going to watch any of that until it's all over.
Dude, I swear to God, it's like every week they're like, watch this shit. I'm a total
exactly.
fuck with these people.
Until it's all said and done, I am not touching it.
And
I know, I've seen the very first episode, and I think I knew from then.
This show's
fuck this.
Fucked.
No, it's fucked. I'm not going to watch it until it's all over because it'll eat me alive.
But do you know how many seasons, you know how much TV you're going to have to watch to get through the whole show?
I'll just download it.
You mean
legally acquire.
Legend in my spare time does not say that it's okay to legally download movies or music at all. So, you know, don't steal shit, fuckers.
Love the commercials. of the people that steal stuff online.
Yeah.
You gotta love them. Like, you know, they're comparing stealing a movie online with stealing a child's bike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are fun. It's like,
stealing a child's bike is worse.
It's like,
it's worse.
What is?
Stealing a kid's bike.
A kid's bike. It's worse.
Not if you watch those commercials, it's not.
No, they definitely make it sound like you're killing kids when you fucking steal a movie.
Oh, yeah.
And shit.
What if you stole a child's
bike? Well, you're depriving the actors of.
You know, it's a lot of it's shitty music anyway. Like, you give me an album with 12 good songs, I'll buy it. It's
agreed.
Crap. Like,
I'm with you.
I'm gonna like that song for 3 weeks. So you're lucky if you get 10 cents.
I would buy
for
an album from somebody that I know.
Exactly. Like if you guys make an album, I would not download it. I would buy it from you. I assume it'd be the same when the Matt Lees record is out. You guys will buy it.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, we would. But did you buy the Stereola album?
Stereola?
Did
no,
you buy those
no. Wait, but wait. No, because
I distinctly remember you saying,
"I'm gonna steal that shit."
No, yeah, I remember you saying, "I already got it on my fucking computer. Why would I buy the album?"
That's true, but
we buy each other's albums. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but you're
that
off base.
No, it's not at all. Your laughter is trying to make me sound like I'm worse than I am. For those of you,
you were pretty diabolical when you said it.
But in my defense, Stereola is a local rock blues band. Not blues, a local rock band. But 90% of Stereola are also in the Matt Lees band.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's just some local band that I was like, fuck you.
Two out of three people, right?
Right. And Jay Walsh, who's the guitar player for Stereola and the guitar player for the Matt Lees band, gave me the tracks.
That guy is a fucking awesome guitarist, and he is animated as fuck.
That's right.
When he plays.
So it's not like I'm stealing
and
from him.
And he's fucking sexy.
I record in the same studio as Stereola. I consider Stereola my colleagues. Yeah. I'm not going to try to sell the Stereola guys my record because they fucking played on it. So I didn't buy their record, but the producer and the writers gave me their record. So
you can justify it however you want.
Listen, motherfucker.
But when your girlfriend was asking you at their debut, at their CD launch, are we going to buy their album? And you said, why the fuck would I buy that? I got it on the computer at home.
I'm sorry, boys. But it's true. I mean, why would I? I mean, I got it from the source.
I'm sure Matt will give you $5 down the road anyways. Don't worry
about
it.
Fuck you. You know how much money I pay those guys to record?
No, I don't.
I don't either. I don't even know why I said that. I'm just trying to defend myself.
How much money I owe those guys.
That's true. Amen. That's the word.
We sort of got an idea for recording, and okay. It's free.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Yeah, free.
Recording here at the Matt Cave?
Recording anywhere. You know, when the time comes that we're going to do like a good recording, and we will sooner or later, I think somebody else is going
to
pay for it.
As soon as Jeff learns how to play his djembe.
That's true. As soon as he learns how to smack a drum.
Or hum on the kazoo.
It's true.
Andy, maybe you can show me how to hum on a kazoo, eh? Hum don't blow.
That's my specialty. Just give me a bottle of sherry and let's go back. et cetera, et cetera.
I was going to self-promote and talk about music for a moment. We were talking about my release party and the scenarios in which you guys wouldn't be the openers. Okay? Here's the scenario that I've... The album is called Two Sides to Every Hero. And the reason it's called that is because half the songs are fucking balls out rock and roll, and half of them are acoustic with feeling. So the one idea that I have for the record release party would be to have the night's going to build. So there's no breaks in between. The whole night's going to be music. The opening would be myself and perhaps a cello player. We're going to play the acoustic side of things.
Oh, I hope you get Trina.
Well, then Jay Walsh is going to... Who is this? Did you fuck this person?
No. Absolutely no.
look at him backtracking now.
The one from the Color Tasters.
No, total respect, actually. This is Tasters.
She's awesome. I really, really like her.
And she's married, and so respect and shout-outs there.
That's
fair. She's a fantastic player. And, an absolute attribute to Color Tasters.
And in my defense...
That was Jeff just licking my inner thigh.
And in my defense,
left inner thigh, actually.
In my defense,
I didn't shave
it
today, so he's kind of peeling some hairs off of his tongue.
Andy,
right now.
Andy, we're trying to be polite.
if you were talking about a guy, if you were talking about a guy, I'd say get his dick out of your mouth. So what do I say about Trina? I think she's a nice girl. I've met her many times.
Fair enough.
Andy,
so,
come on, get her dick out of your mouth.
Listen, I wasn't dissing anybody. I'm just saying.
I'm not dissing anybody, buddy.
That's right.
And I'm not implying that Trina has a penis.
Hold up. I like this week, a story to tell the folks at home. I tried to book a show this week. Not even. Wait, I'm saying it wrong. I didn't try to book a show. A local bar owner wrote to me on a Sunday.
To you.
And said on Sunday, I don't have a band for Friday. I'm fucked. Can you put a night together?
Help me, Matt Lees. Help me. What can you do for me?
So what did I do? Within an hour, I was like, I got you.
What did you do?
Within an hour, I told said bar owner that myself and Jay Walsh, my guitar player, would play a night. We would bring the Solid Chance of Boys to open for us.
We would open for you?
Well, you know, I don't mean it that way. When I say open for you, I don't mean it that way. I don't mean
whoever put it together, right?
Essentially, I meant we would each do two sets. You do two, we do two, we'd rotate the night. Whatever, right?
Fair.
So anyway, said bar owner tells me that they don't want to pay that much to have us play an empty room.
And how much was that?
This was, $100 a person.
Per entertainer, that's $400.
That's $400 for entertainment for the night. And we're talking like we would probably start at 9 and play till 2.
And a possible draw for a real fucking crowd.
Right, exactly. Because my point to this guy was, listen, because he wrote back and said, I'm worried about paying you to play an empty room. And my first thought is, motherfucker, it's your fault the room's empty.
You're lucky he didn't hear you say, I'm Matt Lees, motherfucker.
Like, sorry, like, but it's not even like that. Because when I say, I'm Matt Lees, motherfucker, I don't mean like, don't you know who I am?
I joke.
It's like, I was so annoyed by the fact that I now had to practically beg this guy to hire me when he came to me.
It's a backhanded compliment.
So I've had enough of that shit. So eventually the end of the scenario came to, I said to the guy, listen, $100 a person, I will not play for less than $100 because I'm worth more than that.
Yeah, and you dropped the openers, which is fair.
Right.
Because you were putting it together.
Well, he said, I don't want to pay that much. And I was like, okay.
So it's a $200 night for the fucking venue.
Right. I said, listen, if that's too much for you, I'll drop the other two guys. Just pay me and my guitar player $100 each. We'll play the whole fucking night. And for those of you who aren't musicians, here's what the whole fucking night entails. You can guarantee we have at least one night of rehearsal during the week to get ready. You can guarantee that we gotta probably buy new guitar strings, which may not be shit, but a bag of guitar strings costs at least $15.
It's okay?
So, and then I got
supplies.
If the show starts at 8, I gotta be there at 7 to do sound check and shit?
8 till 2 a.m.
Right, so I'm working from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. consistently singing and playing. Have you ever tried to play a guitar and sing for that long?
Maybe 3 15-minute breaks.
Right, maybe.
Maybe.
And you're telling me $100 is too much? Fuck yourself, have an empty bar.
That's right.
I don't give a fuck.
Suck a cock, asshole.
I'm tired of it. Like, and I'm not to say if this guy emails me next week and says, I'll pay you this for this. I just want what I'm worth. I've played far too many bars where you get to the end of the night and the bar owner says, you know what, it wasn't that hot tonight. I'm just going to give you half of what I paid you. Fuck you! You're going to pay me what you told me you're going to pay.
If that son of a bitch doesn't have a fucking home crowd to begin with,
right,
to justify having live music, then he is doing something very wrong.
It's not my fault your bar is empty. It's not like I called you and said, hey, I see you don't have an act on Friday. I'll do it.
That's
in which
right.
case, no. All I said was, yeah, I'll do it. Give me $100.
How many bands that you know of at the drop of a hat, really, that are at the same level? Because I consider us basically at the same level of...
Right.
You know, and I might be wrong in that. You might be above us.
No, we're not. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
There are no levels.
I don't know for sure.
No, unless one of us gets picks to open for AC/DC on a world tour, there are no levels. We're all the same.
No,
we're all broke-ass indie musicians.
Yes, but there's bands like... a band that I like is the Bad Bongwater Boys, right?
Yeah.
They're fairly well-known within the community.
Yeah.
Now, I would say that they're probably our peers as well.
Exactly.
They're no more or no less well-known than the Sally Chancer or the Matt Lees band.
Exactly.
Or a few other douches.
Yeah.
Either which way, this jackass at that pub.
Right.
Should have maybe done his homework a little bit.
Right. And it's like in the old years ago, I would have said, okay, how about 50? Okay, how about 25? But you know what? At this point, fuck it. Because this is going to come out wrong, I think, because playing music for an entire night isn't always my most valuable idea for how I want to spend my Friday night. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
work, man.
Like,
true that.
It's fun, it's cool, but there are times where you're like, fuck me, I do not want to play for 45 minutes to these fuckers who aren't even listening.
Yeah.
It's a job, it's not fucking free, cocksucker. Give free beer to all your patrons for the whole night. You're doing what I do. Like, you're asking me to pimp myself out for nothing.
And I hear that.
I'm not doing
it anymore. I hear that, and I can totally relate to that, but the one way Jeff and I, and I, 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 I
pretty sure you're going to agree with me here, is that when we get thrown into that situation, is that we look at, well, fuck, this is a paid practice now, man.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I'm all about
like,
that.
If there's no crowd or if there's an inattentive crowd, then it's like, well, okay, now it's about us.
Yeah.
Let's go through some shit that maybe we wouldn't normally do in front of an intentive crowd.
Yeah,
or maybe let's go through, let's you know, perfect some of the stuff that
we work. Throw caution to the wind, have some fun.
And I completely agree with you.
So, then it doesn't become such a negative thing after that, you know.
I think it was just the fact that the dude made me feel like I wasn't worth it to him. And I'm like, you don't even know me, man.
That's his job.
Like, again, I hate to try to
as
come up.
As a businessman, Matt, though, that's his job.
Yeah,
because he's trying to get you to talk down your price.
Yeah, but
and it's your job.
This is going to sound wrong again.
To make
but,
yourself more important
right.
than what you are.
But I'm Matt fucking Lees.
You're Matt motherfucking
Lees. You know
what I mean?
Like,
I know
who you are. And I'm not saying that to try to sound egotistical for somebody who doesn't know me. But if you get me in a room with 20 people, it's going to turn into a sing-along to my original material.
He's going
to
drop Lois Lane on your ass, and everyone's going to be singing about Darth Vader.
Like, I'm just saying.
It's real.
I am more than worth $100, and I've gotten to the point now where I'm like, I'm not doing it for less than that.
And you shouldn't.
No,
because we
so
don't.
It's
we
okay
won't.
To be worth $100, and then you're worth 50 one night and 200 the next. Like, you can also look at it as you just kind of talk to the guy, and you say, well, what about bar tap then? Let's open that up as a negotiation.
Right.
If
okay,
you
so
drink
you
while you play, not everyone drinks like
bucks,
us while they play.
Right?
Otherwise,
true.
You know, we'll say, okay, you don't want to pay us $100. Okay, how about $50 and open tap? Well, then we're gonna take $250.
Right.
Out
I'm gonna make sure I drink. Yeah.
But I'm getting my wife to pick me up.
We're gonna have a couple of people that we're just gonna stop by for a pint. But once they come in there, and then we get them up on stage singing with us or singing along with us.
Exactly.
This guy that was going to buy one pint, he's just spent his whole fucking night there.
Right.
And they win, too. Like, I'm not out to screw bar owners. Like, no way.
But the problem is bar owners are out to screw us.
Well, that's,
like, that's what it feels
they're,
like.
They're businessmen.
That's why you have, you have to have a bottom line.
But what they're not respecting
is we're
businessmen,
too. You know, if they could put on a fucking...
$100 is a minimal bottom line for... And but still, when we booked our very first show at... Flanagan's, which is a great fucking
absolutely
venue.
Yeah,
and yeah, $200 was the, and he was willing to pay it because he understood the value of
right
of
exactly.
a decent,
and that's
absolutely.
All I want.
And then you pay him back with the one at Jack's and the low paying gig. So I just want to balance this. Look, so I'm working today, and the guy I'm working beside, he's 19 years old, and mm-hmm. he says, my girlfriend actually saw you play. And I said, oh, really? Where did she see? I don't believe this.
Hot.
She said, oh, yeah, she hangs out with her boys and all that, and her crew down at One Eye Jack's. And I said, okay, this is starting to make sense.
Yep,
actually, this might be a true story. And she said, yeah, you were really drunk. You'd hardly pick up the guitar. And I was like, One Eye Jack's.
Jam night.
Me on a jam night. I was like, that makes a little
good.
Bit of sense. Because I remember, like, many a night where I'm picking that thing up and, like, how hard. Could it be to make a G chord, you know? But it's taken all my mental energy to form that chord.
Yeah.
Now, do you deserve to be paid, you know? Like, in a way, it's like the party night. No, it's a free night out, you know? And if they're accepting that, then I'll roll with that.
I agree.
If they're
going to
pay the $200 or whatever,
you're
going to
work hard. You're going to be a
then
professional.
Then I take it easy.
Exactly.
We balance out. We don't drink before we get on stage.
That's
and
our
rule. And we drink a lot
that's
of water
that's
while
a good
we're
way
going.
To do it. I
we
do the
keep
same
our
thing.
Shit together, you know?
Exactly.
But,
because you're a hired professional. You're doing a job.
Yes. Yeah. But the cheap nights, dive bars...
Like, but that's what I...
That's how I think.
That's what I know this is going to make me sound petty, but... The problem is now, and I'm going to admit, I may be in the wrong in this, and I may just being childish and bitter. I'm fucking done with talking to bar owners, man. I think I mentioned it last time. I'm done with that relationship.
Yeah,
I'm
kissing
done
their
with
ass.
Like,
I love your bar. I love to play
please
here.
Please pay me $5 an hour to play. Like, fuck you. I'm not doing that anymore. You should come to me. If you don't want to come to me, go fuck yourself. I don't care that much. I don't play shows that often anymore. There was a time where I would play shows 5-6 nights a week, and that's diluting yourself. At this point, I haven't played a live show since the night we played the Starlight, which was October.
Holy shit.
Okay, so if I would have, and I'm just saying, if I would have thrown up on the Facebook, hey, last minute show, me and Jay Walsh on Friday night, that place would have been a little bit busy. But there would have been people.
Jay Walsh,
I guarantee you there would be more people there than there will be now.
They would have made more than $200 in sales
exactly.
that would have covered your cost.
Right, exactly.
They would have made money off of
it. The fact that I know that just bugs me enough that I'm like, then that's fine.
And
you know
maybe
what?
You should tell them that. Say, BC, always be selling. Right? That's or no, always be closing.
You dumb
Whatever.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, I know.
That wasn't that funny.
Anyways, ABC, always be closing. But the thing is, Andy, to always be closing, you always have to be selling. Right? Never undervalue what we're providing.
That's why I shut the fuck up whenever you're talking to the owners. I don't even stand there.
Exactly.
Like, sometimes, if I happen to be the first contact, and then it's like, say at Maxwell's, right? Then Jeff comes over and the conversation ensues, right? I get the fuck out of there.
Exactly.
Well, that's fair. And you go out to open stages and you support, you know, like the Boathouse.
Exactly.
And we're doing Flanagan's now, and I don't even know if there's any other venues that you go out to do open
stages. No, not at all. Like, no, see, the shows that I go to are more about the people that are there than the actual show.
Well, that's how we got Sean Stockholm.
Right. Like, I mean, I could give a fuck about playing 3 songs acoustic on a stage. Like, let's be honest, I don't.
At
this point,
day.
I've been doing it long enough now that I don't get anything out of playing at an open stage. What I do get out of it is hanging out with my friends and getting to see the guys. Like, the only reason I came to Flanagan's was to see you guys.
Yeah.
Right? I don't care to go to a jam, otherwise I'd be going to jams every night. You led me on a big tirade, man. I freaked out. I'm sweating and shit. Like, I started to yell.
Well,
like,
you know what I was thinking? After that review, maybe we don't talk about music enough.
Maybe we don't.
So maybe that was.
Maybe we should make sure to bitch about music.
Just a little bit, not even bitching, just bring it, throw it in there a little bit to make it a little relevant, I guess, for Yasmin.
Yasmin, I agree with you totally. I guess I want to just clarify and say I'm not saying that all bar owners are assholes and that I'm God and you should treat me as such. I'm just saying, show me the same respect you show all the other musicians in this town.
I'd say,
because I
work
just
wrong.
As hard. Right.
Maybe they all are. Maybe they're all assholes.
Right.
Prove me fucking wrong.
Right. I mean, this may be too wide, and I may have to edit this out. But even during the Kitchener Blues Festival, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I heard bands on the main stage of downtown Kitchener, and again, I know I'm not shit. But I heard bands that I know my band would blow out of the fucking water.
That's what I think.
And when I applied to the Kitchener Blues Festival, I didn't even get a response.
That's a clique.
Like, that's what I mean. It's all a fucking boys club. And I'm not saying that half of the dudes up there weren't awesome and they've earned it. Yes, there were some great bands up there. But there were also some bands where I know for a fact, if you stood us side by side and we went song for song, we would blow you out of the fucking water.
Matt Lees would pull Sinead O'Connor out of his ass.
That's right. And I'm okay. You know what? I've
seen him do it.
I mean, because we're not band X from Planet Y, we don't even get that chance, that certain respect. There's even... I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but we're fucking 11... You know, we're practically 13 hours into this thing. You've been listening to me for a long time. You know I'm going to bitch now and again, okay?
And if
I vented. I feel better. I bitched. I'm sorry if I offended anyone, but only a little bit. And, you know, that's... It's just very hard for somebody who's not a musician, doesn't live in that world, to understand how that world works.
Well, to put a value on... What you do.
What I've been doing for my whole life, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like,
my whole life.
God damn fucking bar owner. But that being said, if any bar owner would like to hire me or my band, I'm in, baby. $100 a person.
That's it.
Like, closing thoughts from the Reverend Damn Davies. What do you got for the people this week?
You know what?
Dispose of people.
Keep it real. Keep it violent. Dispose of the people that you don't need anymore.
And keep it tight for the legend.
Yeah.
Ugly
what
people.
What is it that blues guy said to you, Matt? That's what I want to say. Get rid of your problems. Something like that.
Matt.
Whatever he got, just let it go.
Yeah,
let it
that's
go.
What it is. Whatever you got, just let it go.
All right. AK Andy motherfucking Kennedy, what's your closing words for the people? Other than sorry for being bored.
If you can't be decent, at least be sanitary.
Oh, I'm shaved.
Okay.
Reverend is wet.
Take his mic away. We lost him. He's gone to the dark side.
Take his mic away.
I'm going to have to put all the tape all over it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a super extended episode of Legend in My Spare Time. If you
take
made it,
the tape off.
Andy.
It'll stay up all by itself. Take the tape off. Andy, I know you are a good person.
Remember how you said this episode was too long?
You're making it longer! Say goodnight!
Goodnight.
Fuck good night. Me. Loves y'all.
Brought to you by... Oh, yeah, we're looking for a sponsor.
That's right. That's right.
If you lasted this long, no. We're looking for a sponsor.
Oh, shit.
We will give you
thank you for bearing with us for the full 2 hours.
There can only be one that leaves.
Oh, you sing it, motherfuckers. Keep it going. Don't stop.
One that leaves.
Only be one that leaves.
Give me one that leaves.
Legend in my spare time.
Yes.
There can only be one that leaves.
Give me the title of our show, like you do, one more time. Thank you for tuning in to...
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker!
Matt Lees out.